This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, welcome back to hour number two, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince, going solo today, broadcasting live from Montana. So I'm deleting articles at a very rapid pace during the breaks, unfortunately. A lot of important information, I just can't get to it all. I just don't have the time, and I want to make sure, even though I'm shortening my descriptions of the bullet points, I want to make sure you get the context of the message. So here's an article about a brave woman who went to the National Park Service, which is the Department of Interior. Remember, there's 450. That's just federal stuff. States just as bad. Okay? So there's 450 departments, and the Department of Interior is one of them. So this woman is suing the National Park Service because they violated American law, because they wouldn't accept U.S. currency. Remember, Title 31 of the U.S. Code stipulates that all U.S. coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes and circulating notes of Federal Reserve banks, including national banks, are legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. We are corrupt to the bone, people. Corrupt our own. I mean, you talk about weaponization of our government against the people. Oh, speaking of that, here's a new report that exposes massive government surveillance on Americans' financial data. So the report reveals alarming evidence of federal law enforcement engaging in broad financial surveillance of private transactions of we, the people, in America. You talk about weaponization of the federal government. You talk about betraying the trust of the people. You talk about using official authorities as a name and not practicing what you preach and totally taking it out of context. You talk about corrupting your own profession. Okay, I got to move on. All right, here's an article that talks about, again, I threw several of these in different messages, different contexts, different articles, how the federal government is basically creating a surveillance of the private financial transactions of millions of Americans without, I repeat, without legal process. So the feds are colluding with banks to spy on American financial transactions. What's another word for that, folks? We've talked about this. Fascism. When the Democrat Party and the rhinos use the term fascism against us, they project everything they say that we are doing, they are not only doing, they've already done, they plan on doing more of it. Okay? Tucker Carlson blasts liar Representative Crenshaw for claiming intel community doesn't meddle in the U.S. news coverage. How many articles? Crenshaw, I am out of breath just talking about this subject with proof and evidence about this. My gosh, do some today. Crenshaw should retire. He needs to step down right now. He's about stop calling. We need to stop calling right people rhinos or sellouts. They're traitors to the American people. If you think that people in Congress are representing you, please send me a check, and I'll send you a virtual bridge. Please. They only represent the world's elite. They've sold out. That's why they're installed. That's why there's no election integrity. Every word I say has been proven countless times. Pentagon officials testified in Congress Tuesday that the Department of Defense is preparing for mass influx of Haitians into the U.S. in the wake of complete collapse of law and order in the Caribbean. Pretty much what's happening here. Gasoline on the fire, folks. There's another article about the CIA has turned against the American people. And this article specifically talks, I'm shortcutting everything, people, because of time, specifically mentions traitor Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee, how they literally suppressed evidence about Donald Trump pushing for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the Capitol. It's all there, people. It's all proven. But no, if you sell out your people, you don't go to prison. You don't get arrested. Talking about Congress, you really think Congress is working for you? Look at the title of this article. Speaker Mike Johnson vows to pass future Ukraine spending with Democrat votes to support. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson tells D.C. media he will pass the spending with Democrat votes. People, when they say they're working for you, when they call themselves a Christian, look at their actions. It's not even close. Here's a bill, I believe this is in Connecticut, where they're going to mandate DEI officers in every state department of administrative services through Veterans Affairs. You can't make this stuff up. People, this is again, and we've proven it so many thousands of times. The common denominator here is for the destruction of our country, to collapse it, for the reset. And they have to lower the bars of standards and qualifications across the board. That is our common denominator. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for people who has no qualifications, no skills, no talents, who are going to be put in positions, make a ton of money, sell out the American people. We've proven this a million times. Look, each one of these articles, I could spend an hour, I don't have the time. Oh, look, here's some more proof. Here's an equity officer from Maryland. She is endorsing violence and insulted white colleagues. Quote, "I hate it when white children stare at me. It's literally terrifying." People, I'm telling you, the powers that be are putting people in place to create race war, to create, to get rid of civility, to create infighting. They want you to look over here and not over there. This equity officer in Maryland publicly called for the destruction of the United States of America. Kayla Elise Carter, who was hired to be the city of College Park's racial equity officer in 2022, oversees an entire team dedicated to implementing diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda across all departments. Come on, people. I'm even tired of saying the word proof, evidence, and facts. I'm tired of saying that. We're crying out loud. Here's an article. It was pretty lengthy, but it talked about 2024 lawsuits and voting rights, but I'm just going to mention one bullet point because of time. I'm shortening everything. I apologize. There's going to be seven states that's going to deploy, at minimum, ballot drop boxes, and nearly all are likely to have no excuse absentee voting. Five are on track to have more than 2 weeks of early voting, and Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina will mail out absentee ballots more than 6 weeks before the election. Hey, to Whatley and to Laura Trump, we've talked about this before. I specifically mentioned your names. When any of these states are going to be doing anything like this, absentee voting, mail-in ballots, no voter ID, no paper ballots with watermarks, that state needs to be disqualified. The RNC, Laura and Whatley, do your freaking job. These states should be eliminated, null and void, if they do that. Any state. And why are they doing that in North Carolina? Because they want to get rid of Mark Robinson. I guarantee, just the way that they did with Kerry Lake. I guarantee you. Here's a girl, says they're calling her Jussie Smollett 2.0. This is the title of the article and video that goes along with it. The girl claims she was manhandled by security at a bar, but they have the tape. So I watched the whole tape. The security personnel walked her out, and they showed her going down the stairs. She said, oh, they threw her down the stairs. They walked down the stairs with her. Look, do you remember when Jesse Water gave a presentation on victim group status? Remember that one female? I think her last name was Perry. And she didn't want any accountability or any responsibility because of her group. She was driving on the wrong side of the road. She was drunk. Remember that? She used words like indigenous persons, social anxiety. She was intimidated. You're triggering me because you're a man. She has PTSD around white people, generational trauma. She feels harassed because this cop was a white man, and she's being scared. And she didn't even attend her drunk driving classes because of her victim group status. Jesse Waters did a whole piece on this. This is what's happening, people. You have to end your group hyphen and pronoun. You have to be an American. Because people are literally being groomed to be followers into doing this. We have no rule of law. Swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. What happened to that? The rule of law is gone, people. It's totally corrupted, manipulated, and dishonest. Here's a quote from Mike Pence: I will not be endorsing Donald Trump. Let's read some of the comments from the American people. Thank God Trump would lose votes if he did. I'm sure that's a huge relief to Donald. And you won't be receiving any RNC funding ever again. Bye-bye, Judas Mikey. Who would care less about what Mike Pence does or doesn't endorse? A sensible person would do the precise opponent of what he recommends. Pardon my English here, folks. I'm reading. I don't want to paraphrase. Who really cares what Mike Pence does? Not too many. Who's Mike Pence? Pence is a loser. Losers don't endorse winners. Trump is a winner. Okay, there's a few words I can't say here because they're calling him Benedict Arnold, rhino, sellout, coward, rhino rat. You get the point. All of them. Pence is the village idiot. Pence is I can't say that on air. Backstabber. No, can't say that on the air. Okay. I mean, look, people like Mike Pence will be known as the Benedict Arnolds of all time. The name Pence will forever be tainted. And we'll get back with more articles, published articles in the public domain that I don't make up right after this break. We appreciate you being here.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, everybody, we appreciate you being here. I've got to speed it up a little bit. This is another post from In Wokeness, and everybody in the alternative media is talking about this, so I'm going to try to go through this pretty quickly. Basically, the media had a field day with lies and gaslighting and taking President Trump's words out of context. And you know where I'm going with this, because he mentioned the term bloodbath. Oh, my God. The media just took that word and ran with it. Nancy Pelosi went on CNN and said Trump might exact a bloodbath if he loses. So this bloodbath hoax is in full swing. People, I'm telling you right now, every baby in the forest could see that he was talking about the U.S. motor industry if he's not elected, because we're going to lose every manufacturing component if Trump doesn't come back. And we're going to be dependent on China and the swamp for every product. That's what he was talking about, people. It's unbelievable how stupid they think you are. I mean, they don't even care about credibility. They don't care about you seeing the corruption, the gaslighting, the lies, the propaganda. They don't even care anymore. They just open up their big mouth, say, you're stupid, I'm going to betray your trust, I'm going to corrupt my profession, and this is what you should believe. The racketeering, Pelosi says we need to win the election because Trump is predicting a bloodbath. You can't even make this stuff up. Okay, I got to move on. I want to say something here, folks. Trump and his family is putting their neck on the line for the American people. He's unable to secure a bond for $454 million regarding this judgment of this New York City fraud case by Marxist tyrant Letitia James. And she is threatening to seize his assets. You can't even make this stuff up. So why, pardon me, you can see how censorship and surveillance and all these things, these words that I use today and often do, because they want to shut down the truth. For example, Supreme Court, skeptical of restricting government communications with social media companies. Biden administration's coercion of big tech threatens online freedom of speech. People, can you see what's happening? The censorship with the fascist system that we have. This is why the government is selling hacks, selling cyber attacks, selling narratives for more control. I wish I had more time. I don't. I apologize. Higher mortality. I'm going to go to a little bit of healthcare here. I'm deleting so much stuff during the break, my head's spinning. Higher mortality found among vaccinated patients hospitalized for COVID-19, says a new study. Duh. God, we've been saying this for, 3 years, people? Here's a little more healthcare. I deleted most of them during the break because of time. Here's a study. Trans suicide risk doubles after gender-affirming vaginoplasty. Look, this we've mentioned several of these studies. You remember years ago I mentioned a study from a physician, several of them, where he says the depression, the despair is through the roof with these people because in a lot of cases, it's an open wound, and they have to basically put a cone up there and prevent the wound from healing. And then I remember this doctor says because of the where it is anatomically, there's a lot of odor coming from that surgery because it's so close to the colon. I'm paraphrasing all this, but this is, look, we have to look at the facts. And this is why people, the powers that be, want the psyops and censorship, because they want to sell their narrative. Ivermectin, help people recover faster from COVID-19 infections. Study finds. Same with hydroxychloroquine. Look, we've talked about early therapeutics many times. Not just the measles, but diarrhea outbreaks reported among migrants sheltered at Chicago O'Hare. How do you infect the people? You put them on planes, you fly them around the country, and then you get in the planes. Global cancer phenomena. It's not just America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News. News update. Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. Funding for half a dozen spending bills is set to expire midnight Friday. While congressional leaders aim to conclude those negotiations quickly, disparities persist regarding funding for the Department of Homeland Security. AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. USA's John Schaefer.
The pharmaceutical company made the announcement on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. This action coincides with independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other Democrats looking into the practices of the four main inhaler manufacturers who are accused of charging Americans higher prices compared to consumers abroad.
The EPA implementing a ban on the final remaining type of asbestos permitted for use in the United States. Asbestos is known to be associated with lung cancer and mesothelioma. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince. We have less than a half an hour left, so I'm probably just going to poke around. I'm going to start with some illegal immigrant slash economic information in the information war that you're not getting from the mainstream media. And then I want to, boy, I have stuff on voting I'm not going to get to. I have stuff. I have a category I nicknamed literally stupid, lowering the bars of standards and qualifications across the board, and I want to get to some of that stuff. But before I go there, four large mega companies own 85% of America's meat industry. Four corporations own 85% of America's meat industry. How many are here or based in the U.S., folks? One. You think that's news and information you need to know about? So it's not just hormones, steroids, antibiotics. It's mRNA, spike proteins. It's not even called spike proteins. Catherine Kingston made it very clear. If you want to see a really good interview, go to usawatchdog.com. She has a link with a story about stopping the COVID-19 nanoparticle mRNA injections. And she talks about how China played the American people. I'm shortcutting my shortcuts here, folks, because of time. I apologize for that. I just prepare with so much information. So you need to be aware of that, everybody. It's a real big deal. Okay, I'm going to rip out as many bullet points as I can because of time. Ready? Illegal immigrants leave U.S. hospitals with billions in unpaid bills. What happens when an illegal immigrant goes to a hospital, doesn't pay their bill? Does that affect you? Remember, Biden says it doesn't affect the people. Yes, it does. It's called cost shifting. You're going to have to pay for all those bills that are unpaid. It's the same thing when you get into a car accident with an illegal immigrant. Do they have insurance? No. That's why your insurance costs are going up. Look at your insurance costs. Doesn't matter if it's car, homeowners, doesn't matter. It's guarantee you is going through the roof. Onion prices are up 700%. Next, California activist group is now paying teenagers $1,400 in your money, a.k.a. taxpayer money, to undergo social justice training. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Mowing lawns, raking leaves, tending gardens, that's all gone. That's what I used to do when I was a teenager. Biden tells Americans trapped in Haiti, quote, tough luck, we warned you while arranging audits or airlifts, for Haitian refugees into the U.S. Now, I think he's backtracking a little bit on that because when you tell Americans, tough luck, we warned you, that doesn't go over very well. But you won't hear that from the mainstream media. New York City spending a stunning $387 per legal immigrant per day on food and housing. And your rent is going through the roof. Biden finds another $300 million in arms to sell to Ukraine. To send to Ukraine. While our own Pentagon and our stockpile is running bare. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I know some people think I am, but we better wake up. U.S. industrial production sees more downward revisions. People. Oh, my God. Look, in the last 11 months, there's been 10 monthly revisions. Doesn't matter if it's a CPI. Every unit of measure regarding economy has revisions because they fool the American people to sell you the narrative. And the revision gets maybe 1% of the playtime as the initial numbers that come out. We've talked about all this. We've given so many examples over the years. Okay, that's why the wealth redistribution is going to the top 1%. Despite all the benefits of illegal immigrants, you can't make that one up. New York manufacturing sector is a stagflationary crap show. I had to change that last word because we're on AM and FM. Pardon me. So, folks, we've talked about this. Basically, your assets are going down in price. Your wages aren't keeping up with inflation. Inflation is going through the roof. And basically, your assets are going into a deflationary spiral. This is how you take down a country. This is the collapse. This is the great reset. This is the psychological conditioning. Next, Yellen says she regrets saying inflation was transitory. Please. They're actors. Forget about qualifications. Forget about credentials. They go up there with a script at every institution and every organization. Remember these words. You will remember them. Authoritarian, communism, Nazism, totalitarianism, dictatorships, fascism, consolidation of power, money, and control for the elites. You will remember these, trust me. Invasion, another 3.2 million illegal aliens projected to cross the border this year, all-time record. 3.2 million. That's what they're admitting to, folks. 95% of workers at Tyson Pork Plant in Iowa are illegal aliens. So they're firing Americans, putting in illegals, and then they're firing those illegals and sending them to other plants. You can't make this stuff up. Keep in mind, Tyson Food wants to hire 52,000 asylum seekers for factory jobs because they have announced they're going to have plants for insects for you to eat. Illegal alien caught at border admits he's a Hezbollah terrorist and he was going to make a bomb. I'm reading the quote, and I believe he was going to New York. Haitian man arrested for raping 15-year-old disabled girl come to the U.S. under Biden's parole program. I could do the whole broadcast for 2 hours on articles like that, and I have one more. This is from World News. Quote, this is from a Congolese migrant. I don't have a girlfriend, so I was forced to rape. Triple rape of pensioners and a school girl. I don't know what it's going to take, folks, to wake people up. I just don't know. I mean, for those of you who might be Democrats and you can't admit that you were wrong, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, I don't know how else to wake people up other than using published information in the public domain. So it's not my opinion. Next, raising gas prices 45% under Biden. Gas is going to go way up. Food is going to go way up. Shipping is going to go way up. Everything is going to go way up. Everything that you need is going to go way up, folks. Breaking, Justice Alito extends delay on Texas law temporarily blocking arrest of illegal aliens. With the information I just gave you, we have a justice who is protected by armed security that you pay for, and he's blocking the arrest of illegal aliens. With the information that I just gave you and been giving you for who knows how many years. All right, I'm going to go into my stupid category. I want to hit this spot about spy cranes. It was an article that an investigation found communication devices secretly implanted in Chinese-made cargo cranes used across U.S. ports. Do you remember? See, this is why I like to connect the dots with past articles. Do you remember the articles I gave on cargo containers on how they might be armed with nuclear missiles? Are you connecting the dots? We have a country where no one is doing their job. You talk about betraying the trust of the people. Is there outside of the trades? There's some, but not many, especially in government and big corporations that haven't corrupted their profession, is there? Okay, I'm going to move on to more the category of stupid. Keep in mind, folks, the definition of woke. It's done on purpose by the elites. It's in their literature. They want society to collapse by putting in the least qualified in charge. That's why this recent study I mentioned about wokeness earlier in the broadcast, where these people are more miserable and suffer from mental health problems because they were put in place to fail, to lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications. It's in their paperwork. flies into stupid. I'm going to go to warp speed here. Calling a male person a man will now be illegal in Scotland starting April 1st. Now, is that the perfect introduction for April Fool's Day, people? I swear to you, I'm not making this stuff up. Democrat Tennessee State Senator calls for riots after Republican lawmakers pass pro-police bill. How much information has we, not just USA Prepares, but the alternative media, shared with you how they're putting in illegal immigrants into the police and the military to take us down? How much information and evidence and proof do we have to give you? I'm out of breath. Next, deep state attempts to resurrect Russia hoax. You're going to see hoaxes and false flags this year like you've never seen before, because they got to sell narratives. You're going to see government workers wearing MAGA hats selling violence on about Trump supporters. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see so much stuff that you think the COVID-19 hoax and the January 16th hoax was big. You haven't seen anything on what's coming. Kamala Harris says, quote, no one should have to go to jail for smoking weed. Do you know she oversaw almost 2,000 pot convictions? Stop listening to the propaganda. They are told what to say. They read off teleprompters. It's all lies and gaslighting. All of it. Subway rider who shot assailant with his own gun won't face charges. This is in New York. In the subway. It's not only illegal to shoot somebody, it's illegal to point a gun at somebody. Never mind carry a gun in New York City. So much for gun-free zones. People, come on. This is how stupid they think you are. Oh, let's talk about stupid. There was a woman in Planet Fitness who was taking a photo of a man shaving in the woman's locker room. Well, it turned out that woman, because she took a picture, she's now banned from Planet Fitness because he's identifying as transgender. Please look it up. I know it sounds like I'm making it up. I'm not.
I have no idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody. This is the last very short segment. This is Rich Sheban live from Montana. I'm going to say right now, thank you for being here. You got to use this information. You got to read. You got to research. You got to verify. I hope no one believes anything. I hope everybody thinks that I made this stuff up. So you have to read and research and verify. So that being said, I'm just going to, I got to about maybe 40% of what I prepared for. I'm not kidding you. And I try really hard to slow my comments and analysis based on the facts that I give you, but it still isn't enough time. So here we go. I'm just going to rapid fire bullet points till the end of the broadcast, which is in a few minutes. Again, thank you for being here on USA Prepares. I want to remind you next week, Vince and I are going to talk about prepping, off-grid living, what type of land to look for, stuff like that. Okay, so here we go, folks. Georgia Judge McAfee rules Fannie Willis can continue her racketeering case against President Trump despite lying. There's no rule of law is gone, folks. Okay? You got two people robbing a bank and only one gets nailed and loses their profession and the other one gets to continue. Swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Remember that? When you lie to a judge, you shouldn't have the job. There is no rule of law in America. So the judge tells Fannie Wade, you either fire Wade or you're off the Trump case. What do you think she's going to do? Think about this. And Judge Scott McAfee donated to Fannie Willis's campaign. And so did his wife. That's called conflict of interest. Folks, we're so woke, so corrupt, so lawless in America that nothing makes sense. Common sense, logic, everything is gone. Greg Gutfeld suggests the political shift happening now is less about race and more about Democrats' hatred of men. Well, Greg, I don't disagree with that statement, but you got to understand They go for every group. They divide, they distract, dumb down, and especially divide and conquer every group against every group. They don't care if it's true. They just throw the spaghetti against the wall and hope it stands. For example, these people have also destroyed women's sports. They've degraded women. They've disrespected them. We literally have a justice saying that she can't define a woman. And Greg, I remember, this is why, one of the reasons I do this format, okay, is to basically connect the dots from other articles and interviews and video clips that I've mentioned even years ago. And I remember illegals being brought by the UN and the powers that be, and they were being told by these powers that be that they were going to come to the U.S., get free sex and free women. I remember mentioning the article. I remember it. So they don't care about what group you're in. They just are going for however they can divide and conquer the most. And next week it's going to be different. But the common denominator, Greg Gutfeld, is the lowering of the bars of standards and qualifications. That's how they do it. Justice. Brown Jackson, and she's the one who said she couldn't define a woman, is backing government censorship. This is illegal. She says the First Amendment is hamstringing government in significant ways. No, because the government wants to be corrupt and sell lies, gaslighting, and propaganda. Unbelievable. When you put people in who don't have qualifications, this is what happens. This is DEI. This is critical race theory. This is affirmative action. This is quotas. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all designed to lower the bars of standards and qualification. It's designed to insult your work ethic, ability, and intelligence. It's designed to degrade you. It's designed to disrespect you, and especially your group. This is how this works. These are divide and conquer strategies. It's in the elite's playbook. Next, blue state Supreme Court rules bar exam negatively impacts minorities, so they will no longer require it for lawyers. The lawyers no longer have a bar exam. I know you think I'm making some of this stuff up. Please check. Please check. The North Face company offers 20% discounts to customers who take anti-white equity course. If you can't see the writing on the wall here, folks, all right, I'm gonna move on to a little bit of election fraud here because I have seconds left. Columbia County, Georgia, election results to be manually counted after tabulation machine malfunctions in several precincts. I mean, you thought Fulton County was the most corrupt county in Georgia and America. Man, next. Mississippi, one of the reddest states, has enough anomalous voters to rig the whole election for Mississippi. And also in Mississippi, the Secretary of State is all this mad because the DOJ and our U.S. Marshals are going into prisons and registering illegal aliens.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.